Men and women laugh and gossip as they gather around long tables, chopping up fruit and vegetables. Jessica Tyler brings out a large frozen bag.
I am putting some chicken out on a sheet pan so that we can get it ready for the recipe.
She calls her class together.
We're preparing three recipes today. We've got one that is called a Haitian-style chicken. And then over there, you guys have ingredients for a fruit salad with warm honey yogurt on top.
Also on the menu, chocolate cake with cherries. Tyler will teach 16 adult students in this Cooking Matters class. She's the nutritionist for the Idaho Food Bank and coordinates the nutrition education program.
The overarching goal of Cooking Matters is to help our participants take their limited food resources, whatever those may be, whatever way they're accessing food. We help them to take those resources and then make the healthiest choices that they, you know, that they can based on what they have available to them.
The classes are part of a national program from Share Our Strength, a nonprofit hunger advocacy group. They cover food budgeting, food safety, healthy recipes, and a nutrition theme every week. Julie Armstrong is one of the students. She wants to learn to cook healthier food and how to spend less on groceries. With a husband and two grown kids at home, she spends about $500 a month on food.
Things are not getting any easier out there in the economic world.
The goal today is to emphasize lean protein, something Armstrong wants to do. She used to use meat a lot in her cooking.
Things like spaghetti and tacos and pulled pork, a lot of things with meat. I've been trying to really cut back on how much meat we're eating.
She says buying less meat is not only healthier, it's cheaper. She hopes the class will help her change her lifestyle, but she's finding that to be a challenge.
It is not easy. It's not easy at all when you've cooked for as long as I have in a certain way. We especially like goodies at our house, so we're trying to change that habit too.
Instructor Jessica Tyler watches as the students pour the sautéed vegetables and spices over the chicken. It goes into the oven as Tyler talks about fats in food.
All right. So what does it mean when you hear the terms healthy fats and unhealthy fats? Anybody know what the definition of those are?
Nutrition tips are just part of how to eat healthy on a budget. Tyler includes tips on how to stretch every penny when shopping.
For instance, maybe the white bread that you're getting at the store is 89 cents and the whole wheat bread is $2, but that whole wheat bread you'll feel full twice as long, so you might not need as much when all is said and done.
She also counsels her students that nutrition doesn't have to mean boring. She's altered a chocolate cake recipe using applesauce to cut out some of the sugar and fat. She's also adding fruit and fiber to this dessert.
Who thought chocolate cake could be healthy? Who thought that you'd see chocolate cake in a healthy foods class?
The Idaho Food Bank holds classes for adults, kids, teens, and families. In 2011, more than 17,000 families took a Cooking Matters class around the country. I'm Samantha Wright, KBSX News.
Okay, so let's take about a cutting board and knives to the sink. They're very sticky.
Isn't that weird?